the body of Christ and LSPC. And it's a very great, great appreciation from us. Thank you from, on behalf of ESMI, thank you for your participation in our work in Haiti. And I'm very glad to be preaching this morning, and we have Pastor Ted Powers, one of my mentors when I used to be under care in Presbytery. And it is not easy to preach in a foreign language. My language is Creole, and I never be educated in English, so please try to understand. It is not an easy task for me this morning. So thank you, LSPC, for sending your pastor to minister to us last July. It was a pleasure to welcome him and his daughter. And then thank you to your wife for sending you too. And then she played piano really well, and she sing really well too. Thank you very much, LSPC. May God continue to bless this church and for his glory. And this morning, we have also Pastor David Young. Pastor David Young is one of our old friends, my prayer partner. He used to come and pray with us in Haiti. And we went to mountains, and then we spent time in prayers. Thank you, Pastor David, for being here this morning to encourage me as I'm preaching. Dr. Ethan and his family, and then I'm glad to see your sons and daughter. And thank you for coming with your wife last July. Dr. Ethan is one of our great physicians who's saving lives in Haiti every time they come. Thank you very much for what you're doing. And may God continue to bless you, your family, and the work that you're doing, Dr. Ethan. So in Psalms 144 that we just read, and then we're just going to consider the last sentence, "Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord." This is what we're going to consider this morning for the past 2 hours, for the next 2 hours. In Haiti, we preach, you know, as long we want to preach. But we're gonna give you the short version. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. This is a great, great passage that we just read. And let us see what the Lord has for us this morning. And I pray that the Lord will use me so he can reach your heart and place a couple words that will encourage you this morning. So what is a God? When it said that blessed are the people whose God is the Lord, what is a God? A God is a master, a father, a lord, a judge, a referee, an artist. A God is a champion, is a chief, is a companion, a leader, a dominator, a boss, a possessor. A God is a regent, is a head, is sovereign, is absolute, is eminent, is high, is famous, is essential, is the owner of all being. So when we say we have a God, this is we're saying all of this. So, who is our Lord? According to the Word of God, our Lord is the Almighty, and we believe and we trust in Him. He is the one who manifested Himself to Moses. He is the great I Am. He has neither beginning nor end. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, this is what He said. He said, God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. So our God is real. He's alive. He's a living God. So when God is identifying himself as I am, he's spreading a message. The phrase translated I am who I am in Hebrew is the first person common singular of the verb to be. It will be used in any number of normal situations. I am watching the sheep. I am walking on the road. I am his father. However, when used as a standalone description, I am is the ultimate statement of self-sufficiency, self-existence, and immediate presence. So God's existence is not contingent upon any other thing. He is God. He is I am. So our God is the God, is the Lord who has manifested himself to Moses. He's the one who is calling himself I Am. And he is there for us. Also, our God intervenes in history. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 1, he said, "Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh." Our Lord, he can intervene in history. Our God, he intervened to save Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the oven. Our Lord, he intervened to save Daniel and the lion's den. Our Lord rebuked Nebuchadnezzar. Our Lord saved Jesus when Herod wanted to kill him. So our Lord is a great God. He's alive. So happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Our Lord can save. In June 3:16, I don't have to quote this verse. Everyone who knows it, know that God is a great God who can save. He gives us eternal life. So we have life forever. We will never be able to die. In Jesus, he gives us the ability to have that. So our God can save. So who's our God? Our God, he can conquer. He's a conqueror. He conquered us. He delivered us from our sinful nature, and he set us apart for his glory. Our God is a king, and his kingship is eternal. He's immortal, he's imperishable, he is unalterable, he's constant, he's continuous, he is invariable, he's indestructible. Our God is infinite, our God is inseparable, our God is interminable, he's invariable, he's permanent. He's endless. Our God is almighty. Our God is great. I'm proud to talk to you about him this morning. And he's all I got on earth. He's present all the time. He's I Am. He's with me wherever I go. The people that you can... You said that I can count on earth, can abandon you for a while, or you can search for them, you don't see them in some circumstance that you probably found yourself, but our God is always present. He is the Almighty. He never forgets you. So in Psalms 144, verse 15, he said, "Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord." When God is your God, You are blessed. I would like to be a friend of someone that God is his God. Because he's blessed. What does that mean, blessed? Blessed means you are happy. You're pleasant. You're lovable. You're fun. You're attractive. It's funny, eh? You're well. You're gallant. You're kind. You're supportive, you're cheerful, you don't need cheerleaders. You're considerate, you're lovely, you're friendly, you're laughing. You're cheerful, you're blessed. So when God is your God, you have everything that someone is searching, wanted to have close by him. Blesses the people whose God is the Lord. In verse 12, he said, "Then our sons in their youth will be like well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars curved to adorn a palace." So it means that the one who's blessed, the one who got God as his God, the Lord as his God, his descendant, his heir, his posterity, his product, his children, his fruit, his offspring, his race, his bloodline, is going to be blessed. That's really important for us to choose the Lord for our God. They will grow like well-nurtured plant. there will be developing, blooming, like swelling, gaining weight. It's amazing to see what's gonna happen in someone's life, in someone's family, in someone's house, when the Lord is his God, in someone's nation, in someone's country, when the Lord is your God. The psalmist focused on that in every verse in this passage, showing us that the Lord is the Lord Almighty, the one who can make us somebody. He can give us a name. He can give us a house. He can build our life. When God is our God, our children are going to be like polished stone in our house. It's been that they're going to be like, they're going to decorate our home. They're going to embellish. They're going to enrich, furnish, enhance our house, our residence, our jurisdiction, our building, our house, our home. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. If someone get God as his Lord, I want to be his friend. I want my children to marry someone who got God as his God. I want them to be their friends, to get such friends like that. In verse 13, he said also that not only his children, his offspring, his result, his products, his bloodline is going to be blessed. But also, he said, our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will increase by thousands, by tens of thousands in our fields. So he will have a place to store stock, to store things. You will not only have a beautiful house, beautiful home, nice children, but the Lord will bless you. He will bless your life. And he said, bones and plural. It's because you will have multiple blessings when the Lord is your God, in spite of the difficulties, in spite of situations that may happen in your life. The Lord will give you enough to gather in storage. He will give you enough to make deposit. He will give you enough to accumulate, to collect. You will have an income. You will be able to save. And you will have no lack. I want to be this kind of person. I want to have God as my God. I want my country to have God as his God. When the Lord is your God, you will not be ineffective. You will not be unproductive. When the Lord is your God, you will not be unemployed. Even though you don't find job in the government, but the Lord will find job for you. LSPC will find job for you. We're looking for someone to go after the lost ones. You will never be unemployed. You will never be stagnant, unprofitable. You will never be lazy when the Lord is your God. You will always be ready to move forward, to produce, to search for results, to please your God, to do his will. You will never be abandoned. You will never be unused. The Lord, he got a planet to manage. It is not only a suburb, it's not only a town. He got a planet. He can send you anywhere. When he's your God, he can send you, he can say, okay, I'm going to send you to Haiti. I'm going to send you to Afghanistan. Afghanistan? Yeah. He could if he wants to. He's your God. You will never be ineffective or inactive. You will never be unproductive or sterile, futile, inactive, inefficient, fruitless. You will never be fruitless when God is your God. This is what the Word of God is telling us today. We need to let God be our God. Let God be the God of our nation. Let God be the God of our country. The place you store your blessing will be filled. You will have enough to live. In verse 14, finally, when the Lord is our God, something else is happening. In verse 14, he said, there will be no breaching of walls, no going into captivity, no cry of distress in our streets, no disaster, no breakup. No disaster means no failure, no debauchery, no collapse, no catastrophe, no chaos, no chaos. In Haiti, in 2010, we have this earthquake, and yesterday we have another one, 5.9. Seven already declared dead, and then 114 already, you know, in hospital receiving care. In my country, my ancestors, we deal with the wrong master. They deal with the devil. And today, even though the island is a productive island, the soul of Haiti is fertile. Our people, they don't even understand how to manage, how to get results from it. It's a rich country. We have mountains that we can have coffee, cocoa, produce all kind of fruits. But the blind, because they choose the wrong master. Once you choose the wrong God, you're going to pay the consequences. When you choose the wrong boss, the wrong head, the wrong spring, you're going to pay the consequences. In our country, my people are paying the consequences in Haiti. So when the Lord is your God, there will be no disaster, according to verse 12. No breakup, no ruin, no tribulation, no revenge, no calamity. In your life, there will be peace. No captivity, no arrest, no enslavement, no compulsion, no dependence, no domestification or domestication, no domination. When he said no captivity, there will be no slavery, no humiliation, no oppression, no servitude, no tyranny, no imprisonment. The word of God is true. And it continued to say, there will be no cry, no screams, no alarm, no noise, no movement, no protest. Wow. In my country, I had to cross 7 barricades to come here. Always protest. And it's every day. We made the deal with the wrong God. And our children will be continue paying the consequences until the eyes of our leaders are open, and then to turn to the Lord Almighty and make him the king, the chief, the boss of Haiti. Verse 14, there will be no cry, no scream, no movement, no protest, no lamentation, no vociferation, no clamor in our streets. Haiti is a beautiful island. Haiti is now devastating by all kind of trouble. This is the reason why you're sending teams to Haiti to help us. In Haiti, we're facing, most of our problem is facing illnesses. So those infections, when they hit people, they kill them. And most of the time, there is no medical structure to provide good care to the people. And then someone can die because of a pill. We deal with the wrong master. Romans 8 verse 1 said, therefore, There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We praise the name of the Lord who sent Jesus Christ, his son, to die at the cross to pay the penalty of sin, death. In Isaiah 53, he said that surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But, verse 5, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Our nation needs to embrace God. To have this. To have this blessing. To be blessed. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. When the Lord is our God, we are blessed. We are happy. We are pleasant. We are good. We are lovable. I want to be lovable. I don't want to be a burden for someone. I want to be a good man. I want my fellow Haitian, my country, I want my country to be a pleasant country, an attractive country, a country where when people come, you feel safe. I want to be a supportive husband. You see the words, you know? When the language is no language, you can take another word for another one. So I want to be a supportive husband for my wife. I want to be a kind child for my father or my mother. I want to be cheerful for my friend. I want to be friendly. If I truly want to be the one that I choose to be that kind of person, I need to have God as my Lord. Exodus chapter 20, verse 2 and 3. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you out of Egypt, who out of the land of slavery. You shall not have other God before me. Happy is a people whose God is the Lord. May God bless you this morning. May God continue to use LSPC to reach others. May the Lord continue to use your life, the eternal life that you have in Jesus, to spread hope around you. May you reach others who needs the Lord you have. May this reality that the Lord, when he's your God, he bless you, spread around you, in your neighborhood, in your family, in your relatives. May your peace be known to others. May he use you to do amazingly, because we have eternal life. It is impossible for us to die. We will not be able to die. Disease cannot kill us. We will die when the Lord said it's over, we will go. Amen? Can I have an amen? In Haiti, you say, amen. Yeah. We will die when he will say it's over. Because for sure, when we have him as our God, accident has no power over us. We will go when he said it's okay. And Jesus said to us, he is with us until the end. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and glory for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die at the cross. Thank you because he take our place. He take the punishment that we deserve, death. And through him, we have peace with you, Lord. Lord, I pray you now for my country, Haiti. I pray you for our leaders. Lord, may you open their eyes so they can see and they can choose you as our Lord in Haiti, so you can change our life totally. I pray you for LSPC. I pray you for Pastor Lewis and his wife and his children. I pray you for each member, for Pastor Brian and the elders. I pray you for the deacons. May your love, your peace continue to flow in the life and bring blessings, all kind of blessings. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray you. Amen. Amen.